Okay, needed for the food pantry. Everyone knows what the food pantry is. I think Larry Rood is heading that up. We need canned goods, peanut butter, jelly, pasta and sauce, cereal. If you could bring those up. And plastic bags, Larry? What? When you say plastic bags, what are you talking about? Okay, grocery bags, like the Winn-Dixie, Target, Walmart bags. Okay. Friendship Club is meeting this Thursday at 12 noon here at the church. Everyone is welcome, and they would like for you to come and bring a covered dish for everyone to enjoy. Lay servant training is scheduled for September 23rd and 24th at Howe Memorial United Methodist Church in Crescent City. The deadline for registration is Saturday, September 10th. The nominating committee is going to be meeting this Wednesday at 6 here at the church. There's a pumpkin patch meeting this Tuesday at 5:30. And our goal for W.E. Cherry is to bring backpacks, specifically ones that are focused on boys. And that's for our donation towards W. Cherry. And of course, if there are any other supplies that you would like to donate, I'm sure W. Cherry would love it. Okay. And then also, too, one last announcement here. We have a care team that has been set up. And the responsibility or service that this care team could do is, if you want to participate in the care team, is that as you're sitting out there in the congregation or sitting up here in the choir loft, you're looking out and seeing who's not here. We all need to be responsible for one another. So if you see someone that's not here, we need to let someone within the church know, the church office know, and we can call and find out, is there something going on with them? Are they ill? Are they sick? Are they in the hospital? Or maybe they're just taking a vacation and we didn't know. But we need to show our concern for our members here at church. Absolutely. I've been saying this for a while, that we are a family here at Calvary, and we need to be responsible for one another. So if you want to be a part of this care team, there is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board outside the church office. And it is an opportunity to serve God, to be a servant, because that's what we're all called to be, our servants for others. And then Pastor Esther has an announcement.
Yeah, I want Jameson Thornton to come up here. And she's going to introduce the people that's with her. Yeah, she's coming up here. Jameson has been a part of our congregation for about a year. Yep. Has it been a year? Yep. She joined our church, but everybody knows that she's in the military. Where are you going to be going?
I'm going to Spinella, Italy.
She's going to go to Italy and be gone for 6 whole months. Boo, hiss. But we want to send her with our love and support, to let her know how much we love her and God loves her, and that we will always keep her close to our hearts while she's away from us. Do you want to introduce your family?
Yeah, I've got my mom with me, Melissa Thorne, and then pretty much my adopted grandparents, Dean and Sandy Kraft. They're from my home church. Home.
Well, thank you for being here to support Jameson. Let's have a little prayer. We pray, O God, for your blessing upon us, each one of us, especially we lift up Jameson as she gets ready to spread her wings and take off. And we pray that you will keep her safe and return her home again to her family and her loved ones here at church, and that you may use her for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Also, too, I wanted to bring to your attention that we have some birthdays coming up this week. Joan Cooper's birthday is today, but she's not here. We got Joe Banks coming up on the 7th. and Bob Lamming coming up on the 10th. I guess that's it for the rest of this week. Are there any, are we doing anniversaries or not?
Yeah. Any birthdays or anniversaries?
First birthdays or anniversaries for this week coming up. We'd love to sing anniversary. We'd love to sing happy birthday or happy anniversary, however, whatever you want to do. Take it away, George. Stand up. Years.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you.
Yay.
And now if you'd stand and turn in your hymnals to number 600, we'll have our hymn. Is this thing on?
Oops, we're actually supposed to say that.
I made it a little mistake here. There are opening words on page 6 of our hymnal.
And a prayer.
So if everyone turn to page 6. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The risen Christ is with us. Praise the Lord.
Yes, we do the prayer.
And then we'll do the prayer responsively. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known.
And from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And now will the children come forward for our time together. How's everybody doing today? Now look what I have. What do I have here?
A car.
A car. And it looks nice and shiny, doesn't it? It's a pretty orange color, and it looks like a little race car. It has a number on the top of it. I want everybody to get a good look at that. You have one of those at Mimi and Grandpa's? See the car? I have decided. See that? Yes. I want it. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get it. Oh, uh-oh. What happened? My hand got stuck. I can't get it out. I've got the car, but I can't get it out. What do you think I should do? Oh, well, that's one option, but I kind of like this vase. I'm going to keep the, what, do what now? Put it back in it? Okay, I've done that. Drop it? And then do this? Oh, there we go. My fist was in the way. Jesus is telling us that when we hang on to our stuff too tightly, when we hang on to cars and clothes and all those, the electronics, when we hang on to that stuff, we're going to get stuck. God wants us to let it go. God wants us to let go of our stuff. He says we have too much stuff. We need to let it go. And that's a lesson for today. With all of your stuff, that's a hard thing to do. How many of you have lots of stuff? Do you have lots of stuff? I have lots of stuff too. Yep, I sure do. But God wants us to let it go. So we can do what? So we can worship and praise God. So we can let God be in charge of our lives and not this stuff. We don't want this stuff to own us. We want God to own us. Let's bow our heads and pray. Thank you, O God, for your good gifts, because we receive them every single day of our lives, and we are so grateful. We ask that you can grace and truth, that they may be your disciples. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Make sure Ashton gets one. There you go, sweetheart. You can have one. You're welcome. We're going to continue to with the giving of our gifts. If the usher, let us pray. Gracious and loving God, for all your good gifts, we give you thanks and praise. You are the author of every good and perfect gift. Help us to be your people in this time and in this place as we serve you with our whole selves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. you would turn to pages 7 and 8 in your hymn books, I will make the invitation to the Lord's table and then invite you to join with me on the next page in the confession and pardon, all the way through to the glory of God. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
Our scriptures for today are out of Luke chapter 14, starting with verse 25. Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him, with 20,000. If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So, therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." We ask for the blessing of this word. Thanks be to God.
I'm just going to say briefly that I have a list of things that goes in these buckets. Now at Lowe's, you can get them at Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever you like. You can even find some at restaurants, as long as they're clean, but this is a 5-gallon bucket with a lid, and that costs less than $5, the lid and the bucket, less than $5. We're sending these to UMCOR, and they will go, some of them to Louisiana, but I'm sure some of them may even go to West Florida, considering that there was a lot of damage over in Cedar Key. But I'm going to take these buckets that we get filled up on September the 12th to a drop-off distribution point so that they can be taken to where they need to go. So if you would like to help fill a bucket, get a bucket and fill a bucket, here is a list. These are the things you can purchase at the Dollar Tree. You can find most of them. I think the gloves and the bucket you have to find at Lowe's or Home Depot or some such place. But the rest of these you can find at the Dollar Tree. So I have these at the end of the service. Don't forget to pick up a list so that we can help those who we're affected by many storms that come our way. I want to share with you a couple of statistics here. As we listen to the reading we just heard, we heard Jesus talking to potential disciples. And if I was his marketing teacher, I would give him an F for scaring off people. Because it sounds like a very demanding thing to be a disciple. Think of it like this. Over 60% of teenagers admit to having texted while driving. Those are the ones who admit it. I think it's probably closer to 90% for if you include the ones who haven't admitted it. Someone is injured in a car crash every 14 seconds. And car accidents, this is really no surprise, are the leading cause of acquired disability nationwide. Pretty dangerous thing to drive a car. And yet, we do it. Most people drive or ride in a car daily. Why would we do such a thing with risks so high? We've decided to get in the car because we have more important things to do than live in fear of the road. Well, we have a life. We go shopping. We take the kids to school or pick them up. We get to work and back. All these things we do without thinking and perhaps even counting the cost. In Luke 14, Jesus issues a disclaimer about the risks involved in following him. As I mentioned, he was talking to potential disciples and therefore trying to weed out the ones who were not very serious. And what he says is like the warning sign on a roller coaster. You remember those death-defying roller coasters at amusement parks? They say not to ride if you're pregnant or have back problems or have a heart condition. Don't even get on the roller coaster. Jesus is warning is in the best interest of those who are considering following him. And that's you and me. We may have said we're following him, but we have to sign up every single day. We have to sign up and say we're following him on a daily basis. It's not something that we do once and then we're done. So he warns us that submitting ourselves to his lordship could mean division in our families, and it could mean getting rid of our possessions. And that sounds like risky business. These strike at the heart of two institutions that we prize here in America, including myself. I'm a very good American. That's family, ownership, two things we prize the most. So I want to suggest to you that we have help. We can't do this on our own. We can't follow Jesus simply on our own merits and our own effort. We need help to do what Jesus wants us to do. And I think we get help in a number of different ways, but I just want to share with you two of the ways that give insight as to why Jesus would announce those particular risks. The risk of division in family and the risk of losing our stuff. Well, and that is our sacraments, baptism and communion. So what do those have to do with that particular risk? Well, we might have to hate our family of origin. Following Jesus could create division and has created division in family. But through God's grace, You're welcomed into a whole new family in the sacrament of baptism. We become a part of the family of God, loaded with brothers and sisters who love Jesus too. God knows we need family. And so we frequently talk about us in the church as a family. And the sacrament of baptism is our initiation into the family of God. God invites all of us to be a part of God's family. But what about giving up all our stuff? People who eat around the same table, as we often do, and as we do and will do today in communion, know that God calls us to participate in the financial arrangements of economic sharing. Your stuff may not be yours anymore, but you'll know that the people with whom you eat will have what they need. We take care of one another in this family. We share with one another in this family. We make sure that others do not go without. So you have to be willing to part with things and people, dear and cherished things and people, to follow Jesus. But fortunately, the sacraments remind us that our loss does not go uncompensated. Surrounded by dinner companions at Christ's table, we know we'll never be wanting for what we need. That risk is taken care of. And because of our baptism and place in God's church, we will always have family. Even in loss, there is security. Even in the crosses that we carry, there is hope and new life. We have help on the road of discipleship. He's not only looking out for us in this, he's also looking out for the integrity of the good news. And he says, if you begin building a tower only to have to halt construction halfway through, you're going to have an unfinished spectacle on your property for all the neighbors to see. If you don't think about the cost of discipleship in advance, people are going to know about it when they see that you have stopped halfway there. And your giving up will compromise your testimony to our holy and powerful God. He wants committed 100% followers. He doesn't want you to get halfway and then for you to turn around and give up. He says that the saltiness of the salt of the earth affects more than the salt itself. It shows people what we're made of or what we're not made of. So given these risks, why on God's green earth would anyone decide to get in the car with Jesus? Because we have decided that we have more important things to do than live in fear of the risks. We have the promise of help. And we also have people to feed and work to do. So you are invited to buckle your seatbelt, because it's going to be a wild ride. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
don't know if you ever looked at Holy Communion as a way of giving you strength for the task. But that's what it is. It feeds us. It not only gives us new life, it makes us stronger and keeps us on the road of discipleship. Whenever we want to veer away, God invites you to the table. God gives you such good gifts, and we think about those gifts today. The first gift he gave was when he sat with his friends for a meal. And he took a piece of the bread, and he broke the bread and said, "This is my body, and I give it for you. I want you to eat this in remembrance of me and be thankful." He also took the cup, and when he had given thanks and blessed it, he gave it to them and said, "This is my blood poured out for you of the new covenant for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me and be thankful." Help for the journey. You will be instructed to come by the ushers to kneel and partake. This is an open table for anyone who would like to, and if you need to be served in the pew, I can serve you in the pew. First, the choir will come and be served, and then the ushers will direct you to come.
If you would please stand and turn in your hymnals, page 585, we'll sing This Little Light of Mine.
Bucket lists if you would like to participate in that. And if you have any questions about that, just ask me and we will take care of it. I also wanted to lift up this morning Ernie and Clarita Santos, who are remembering the anniversary of their daughter's death today. And she has those beautiful flowers in memory of her daughter. So I know that you will keep them in your prayers, as that is a loss that never heals when you lose a child. We're so sorry for both of you. Will you receive now the benediction? May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you as you leave this place. Do so in God's peace.